Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we continue our summer sermon series looking at the Apostles' Creed, exploring what we believe. Today we're looking at the stanza, the part of the creed that says we believe in God, the maker of heaven and earth. So lately I have been watching Young Sheldon and the Big Bang Theory. Sheldon is the main character of both shows. In Young Sheldon, he is a young boy science genius, and in the Big Bang Theory, he is all grown up, has two PhDs, and is a theoretical physicist who ultimately wins the Nobel Prize. I love the characters, I love the comedy, I love the science that is woven throughout, and I think it's safe to say that this show has successfully made it to my top five TV shows of all time, maybe even the top three. But this week, as I have been thinking about God creating heaven and earth, I keep thinking about Sheldon and his mom, Mary. Sheldon, of course, is a brilliant scientist, and his mom is a very conservative Southern Baptist living in Texas. Throughout both shows, they have ongoing disagreements about how things came into being, and they're both on opposite ends of the spectrum. You see, Sheldon believes the science, and he can't reconcile that with the creation stories in Genesis 1 and 2. And Mary believes that Genesis 1 and 2 are literal, and she doesn't think that science had anything to do with that. That people don't know how to bring science and scripture and faith together, I think is actually a really, really common thing. And I wonder if you have ever struggled with this too. You know, we're supposed to believe in the Bible, and these two creation stories are in Genesis 1 and 2, but what about the science that we hear about and we read about and we also know is true? How do we make sense of that? Well, the good news is that as Lutheran Christians, we don't have to struggle with that. Because as Lutheran Christians, we believe that science is a gift from God, and that God gives us science to help us understand the remarkable universe and world that God created. We don't have to choose between faith and science because they aren't opposed to one another. They aren't. We believe that God is the creator of the cosmos, the entire universe, and everything that fills them. We also believe that God is the creator of science. And because we believe that, thinking about our faith means that we need to take into account what science tells us about the world. Now, that also means that we may, from time to time, have to change some of the ways that we think about what we believe as new discoveries are made. I need to say this again because I want you to notice that I didn't say we change what we believe, but rather we change the ways that we think about what we believe. And to be fair, that can be a challenge for some folks. I mean, think about how less than 500 years ago, almost everyone believed that the earth stood still and that the sun and stars and moon revolved around it. When Copernicus and Galileo taught that the earth and other planets moved around the sun, not only did it cause a lot of debate, but the church persecuted them. It sometimes takes a while to get used to new ways of thinking. So as we explore what we believe about God, the maker of heaven and earth, of the entire cosmos, there are a few things that I think it's important for us to acknowledge. One, the writers of the creation stories in Genesis used the best knowledge about the world that people had in their time. But that was around 3,000 years ago. And people back then didn't know as much about the world as we do now. I think it's also important to acknowledge that the people who wrote scripture, and specifically in this case, the people who wrote the book of Genesis weren't scientists. They weren't scientists. So there isn't anything in the Bible about the earth being billions of years old, because they wouldn't have known that then. Another example is in Genesis 1, the sky is pictured as a solid dome over the earth, because that's what it looked like to ancient peoples. But we now know that that's not the case, that the sky isn't a solid dome. I think it's also really important to note that the biblical writers and today's scientists are interested in different issues. Think about it in this way. If you had something going on in your body that needed some looking after, would you take your body to a mechanic? No, a mechanic works on cars. In the same way, if you needed someone to look at your car, would you take your car to a doctor? No. Different people study different things. Different people have different understandings and are interested in different issues. So the biblical writers, they're interested in the creator of the world. They're interested in why the world exists and what role humans play in that world. Scientists are interested in what really happened. How did the world come to be? How did humankind come to be? And so the scientific answers we have now about the beginning of the earth and the vastness of all the galaxies are quite modern. They're answers that scientists know in the 21st century. Scientists concentrate on how things have happened, not on who might have caused the whole thing or why. They say nothing about God, and that's not because God didn't have anything to do with the beginning of the universe or life, but science doesn't study God or the use of God to explain things. I also want to note that there are so many incredibly faithful scientists in the world who use their faith and their work to come together and help us understand the world and God more fully. Let's jump back and look at a little bit of context on how the book of Genesis was written and when. You see, the book of Genesis would have become written down in the 6th century BC, when the Israelites were in exile in Babylon. Because although the Bible starts with the creation stories, that's not where the faith of Israel began. Although the Bible starts with those stories, the basic belief that they had long before those stories were written was that the Lord God had chosen their ancestors, promising Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars and that they would become a great nation. They believed that God had brought them out of slavery in Egypt. But it wasn't until hundreds of years after that experience that they reflected on their experience in light of their faith. So all those years later, they came to see that the Lord their God was not just the one who had brought Israel into being and who had brought them out of slavery in the land of Egypt, but that God was truly the creator of all things. That God wasn't just the God of Israel. God is the one in whom the whole universe, the whole cosmos depends. The purpose of the Bible isn't to teach us about modern science. It's to proclaim that God created the cosmos and that God's creation is good. And even if we don't know exactly when the world was created or exactly how, we still believe that God created it. We believe that all things, visible and invisible, known and unknown, were created by God, called good by God, and are cared for and loved by God. The truth is that our Creator is so big and so vast. It's estimated that there are over 2 billion galaxies in the observable universe. 2 billion galaxies. I can't even begin to fathom that. And yet I still believe that God created all of it, and that God calls it good, and God continues to care for all 2 billion galaxies. And the creator of this unfathomable cosmos also created humankind and has given us a special responsibility and calling to care for all that God has created, which is what we're going to explore next Sunday. And so we give thanks for the gift of science because it helps us understand even more deeply what a remarkable creator our God is. And we give thanks for the gift of science because it helps us understand more fully all that God created and how intricately detailed all of it is. And so even though some things, actually although most things, are beyond our understanding and comprehension, what does it mean when we say that we believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? It means that we believe in God. We trust in God. We give our hearts and our minds and all that is ours to the maker of heaven and earth, to the one who created all things, visible and invisible, known and unknown. We believe that God calls all creation good, and that includes all bodies good. We believe that God created and loves all that God created and continues to care for it. The God in whom we live and move and have our being is the same God that created and holds the entire cosmos together with love. Thanks be to God. Amen.